It's time for the Tropecast.
Again.
Have you not been recording?
I have been recording, but for some reason it bumped over to the internal mic instead of the joint mic. So from about 2 minutes in, it's only been my voice.
Well, that could be funny.
Yeah, that sucks.
You're hopped up on cough meds, so it could sound like you were just talking to yourself.
It's like an episode of Garfield minus Garfield, except it's
Tropecast minus.
You guys are my Snuffleupagus. Like, they were here the whole time, I promise, folks. Really, I wasn't imagining
it. Sesame Street is supposed to be in Manhattan, according to the Muppet Wiki.
Ah, Manhattan. That makes sense. Okay.
All right. Seen or heard of the lost episode things?
Mm-hmm.
Which ones?
It usually starts out as like creepypasta from 4chan, where they're rumoring about an episode of a TV show that never technically existed, or may have been like a test episode, or it was canned on the okay, one of the famous ones is called Bart is Dead. It was a Simpsons episode purported to be from season one where Bart dies, but they decided that it was too dark and that they didn't want to lose their growing cash cow that was Bart, so they made the creator keep Bart and not kill him off. But apparently the original intention was that they were going to kill him off. But then the episode apparently gets wildly creepier. Like, the second... It starts out, here, let me pull up the thing for it.
What's this, it's like an alternative to the Sideshow Bob kind of...
Here.
History.
Instead of Tropecast, instead of, TV Tropes, I turn your attention to the Creepypasta Wiki. And I'm
now instead of talking about kids' shows, we're just going to talk about lost episodes?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Sweet.
Well, would you rather talk about kids' shows? We weren't really getting much traction
lost
there.
Lost episodes is cool.
Plus, you know what? We'll have Fess hide the ramblings of incoherent Adam somewhere on the Tropecast website. Someplace really out of the way, like there's an asterisk on the bottom of one page and it's a link to it or something.
Turn them into Easter eggs.
Yeah, it's going to be like an Easter egg that's hidden on the Tropecast. And if you want to find out what actually happened in the lost episode and be creeped out by the horrible things that we've decided not to show you, the listeners of the Tropecast, hunt this
like,
link
the
down.
The reason why we've been gone for 3 months.
Yeah, the reason, all the reasons for why we have not been here for the last 3 months will be explained in the lost episode, if you can find it.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. Yeah, apparently, it started out, there was an episode where they were getting... Oh, it was the original... The first part of the episode got redone into the episode Some Enchanted Evening. It had them getting on an airplane, but Bart opens the window and gets sucked out and falls to his death. And then following that, the Act 1 ends with a shot of Bart's corpse. And the family sitting at their table crying.
What the?
So yeah, the whole second act from the first to second commercial breaks was just the family sitting at the table crying. When Act 3 started, there was a title card saying a year had passed. Homer, Marge, and Lisa were all skeletally thin and still sitting at the table. No sign of Maggie or the pets. They decided to visit Bart's grave. Springfield was completely deserted. And the houses were decrepit and abandoned. When they got to the grave, Bart's body, for reasons that it does not explain, was still lying in front of his tombstone. The family started crying again, and then they stared at Bart's body, and then apparently Homer tells a joke, but it doesn't say what the joke was. And then when it zooms out, there's a bunch of tombstones, not just for Bart, and it's all these celebrities that had been on the show or ever would be on the show, including some that, like, no one had ever heard of back then, and some that have yet to actually appear on the show. And anybody who died, like, it mentions Michael Jackson and George Harrison. The dates on this, and keep in mind this is from 1989, the dates on the tombstones were apparently the correct dates for when they died. And then it says, the last lines of this are, a thought occurred to me after seeing this episode for the first time. You could try to use the tombstones to predict the death of all the living Simpson guest stars, but there's something odd about most of the ones that haven't died yet. All of their deaths are listed as the same date. Dun dun dun. Yeah. I know.
Something
I know.
Bad's gonna happen at the Oscars.
Oh, if only. So yeah, that is.
Crystal's just gonna lose it.
That is a standard read for one of the lost episodes. Now, there is a kind of, I don't even know what to call this as, but there is a sort of derivation of the lost episode, and this ties nicely back in with webcomics, Fess.
Hooray!
In that this was apparently started by Chris Straub, but it was actually the thing that got me on the lost episode kick recently. And it was about a thing called Candle Cove. And what it is it's the transcript from a forum where they're talking about local kids' television. And a person is asking if they remember this show, which would have been on in the early 70s. That was just this, it was like a local kids' show, the sort that they used to do back then. And as more and more people chime in, more and more details about the show are remembered. And as the pieces of the puzzle get filled in, it becomes plainly obvious that this is not a puzzle anyone should ever have filled in.
So are we talking about a real show, or just it was built out of, you know, forum participation?
I believe that is for the user to decide.
Very nice.
Actually, I'm pretty sure that it was just completely made up. But the thing is, since then, a number of people have gone out of their way to create a great deal of extra information about this.
Okay.
Like, this is a piece of creepypasta, and let's go back to the beginning. Does everybody know what creepypasta is?
No.
I do.
Not entirely.
Okay, well, 4chan.
Official definition for the people.
4chan and its ilk, 7chan, something awful, have a tradition of having things called copypasta, which is where there's a story that a person tells or relates as it is a personal experience. And a lot of times, with copypasta, it will end as a joke ending. Like, one of the typical ones for standard copypasta is, like, they're telling a story and then it somehow transfers into being the lyrics for Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So that is a standard copypasta. Or the, it's how some of the popular memes that we have nowadays got started. Like, So I Heard You Like Mudkips was actually the last, like, it was the key phrase in a copypasta that was about some kid at, it was like, there was a kid at school who was insane about Pokemon, and they, like, had to keep him away from all the Pokemon, and one day, one of the kids brings in a stuffed Mudkip, and they're like, so I heard you like Mudkips. At which time, this kid apparently, like, rips off his clothes and starts dry-humping the Mudkip in the middle of the school hallway, and then gets hauled off. So, that would be, copypasta. Mm-hmm. Creepypasta is where you essentially have the same thing, except it's spooky. It's a,
Slender Man, a creepypasta?
Yeah, Slender Man.
I know I've read one about some, like, Pokemon cartridge game.
Oh, the cursed Pokemon Black?
Yeah, that one.
It was a Pokemon prototype that should never have been released, where early on in the game, you can get a ghost on your team, and he has the ability to use curse, and if you curse a Pokemon, it just disappears. And then, if you curse all of an opponent's Pokemon, the opponent disappears and a tombstone shows up where the opponent was at. And apparently you can go through and actually kill every single person in the game. But the game is apparently unbeatable because when you get to the final thing at the very end, the ghost Pokemon turns on you and
they find you dead on the floor of your bathroom.
You can't beat him.
I would totally play that game.
So yeah, that's... But like, so creepypasta has often spooky implications. Like, one of the badly handled ones was the often meme-like thing of the, who was phone? That's actually... The story was... Let's see here. So you're with your honey making out when the phone rings. You answer it, and the voice is, what are you doing with my daughter? You tell your girl, and she say, my dad is dead. Then who was phone? And it's written in just terrible English. But the implication is supposed to be that if it was actually taking place, that the father had somehow called from beyond the grave.
Yeah.
But it's so badly done that it sort of loses its... Let's see, So yeah. Yeah,
Father Utah's curse.
Candle Cove. Ben Drowned was a creepypasta that actually turned into a sort of, like, viral video game, almost. It was about somebody that got a haunted copy of Majora's Mask that the previous owner's ghost was still occupying.
So the previous owner was acting as if they were trapped in the mask, except it was a video game?
Well, no, like, the previous owner's save file had their soul in it, or something.
Uh-huh.
And it was, like, interacting with, he said everybody in the game kept calling him Ben, and then when he deleted the previous save, then they just didn't say his name at all, but it... Let's see. Here's the TV Tropes one on it. It's a bit more... it's actually still going, so if you want to get involved in it yourself, you actually can look at it and involve yourself in it right now, because it's got a... The TV Tropes link has a synopsis of the first and second parts, and the third part is currently ongoing. And TV Tropes does qualify this as high-octane nightmare fuel, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Not unlike our missing episode at all, which is just fundamentally disturbing.
It is.
I still don't sleep well.
And what happened to that other guy? You know, I know Fess wanted us to diversify the cast a little bit more, but...
That guy just, I don't know, the screaming was really good.
I really don't want to talk about it anymore. I really don't. I'm gonna go back to the lovely pasta.
What do you think it was that he was killing? I mean, it sounded like a small animal, but I suppose it could have been a baby.
All right, Adam, we're upsetting Mike.
Take a leap of chicken.
Oh, yeah, you really want to go to sleep after we've been talking about this?
Yes, I wish I could sleep.
Good plan. Good plan. We had some nice articles on high-octane nightmare fuel in webcomics. I'm just looking to see if there's anything interesting in here. But yeah, Candle Cove is really kind of neat, because the thing is, the reason that this works is I remember stuff like this. It starts out with one person asking if anybody remembers a show called Candle Cove. And then the first person is like, seems really familiar to me. Was it about pirates? And then as they layer on more and more information and you start getting a better picture of it, A, it sounds suspiciously like Flapjack. Like, I'm wondering if Flapjack actually may have been based on... Like, somebody was like, hey, I read this awesome thing. I think we should make our own horribly demented pirate show. Because if you ever watched was it Misadventures of Flapjack?
Yeah, I think I've seen like one episode of it. I didn't get it.
It's frightening.
Yeah, it was a little just weird. I didn't get anything of what they were trying to accomplish at all.
I'm trying to, reading, apparently there's another big one called Happy Appy, which I've never actually heard of, but looks pretty terrifying. But most of these are just... The lost episode idea is that there was an episode of a show that was cut or was aborted or they made and then decided that they were never going to let anybody see. And then somehow, on one rare occasion, it got out. And then they disavowed all knowledge of the fact that it existed. But anybody that happened to be watching TBS at 4 o'clock in the morning that one Sunday night just happened to see it when it was playing, because somebody put the tape in the wrong VCR when they were trying to erase it. And I think that that's really interesting, because we could totally make our own up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what could we do that would be... What's a show that's so... Well, we couldn't do My Little Pony, because
no.
I'm pretty sure you just can't mess with My Little Pony.
And I've already seen enough parody on YouTube anyway.
Out of my shed.
Stay out of my shed.
Yeah. Yeah, that.
Hey.
Yeah, that would be an effective lost episode of it, if it wasn't for the fact that and the thing is, lost episodes do happen sometimes. There was a kids show called Rainbow in England. And there was a special Christmas episode that they made, which is just littered almost constantly, nonstop, with double entendre. It's like, one of the puppets is peeling a banana, and he goes, one skin, peeling back one of the things, two skin, three skin, and then they stop him right before he says foreskin. And then they have, they've made musical instruments out of rubber bands that they're calling their twangers, which is a, British colloquialism for penis. And one of the puppets is proudly saying that he has a big red twanger. And then I'm trying to remember, like, it implies that the band is going off to have a threesome and all sorts of things like that. And the thing was, it was a gag episode that they made for a Christmas party that was only supposed to be seen by the company.
And they actually put it out for Christmas.
Well, you know, they like, it got out like 10 years later, somebody had a tape of it, and showed it to somebody who showed it to somebody else who uploaded it onto the internet. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, all sorts of misinformation about how it came into existence. Here we go. There's a chunk, not a bunch of it, but a chunk of it on YouTube.
Hey, God, love you.
Hello, fine. We could hear you all banging away.
Do you want to blow my pipe while I'm twanging away?
Oh, no, Rod. I was blowing a lot with Roger last night.
It doesn't matter what size your twanger is.
I've got a big red one.
Well, have you got your twangers out? And remember, you can bounce your balls at the same time if you like. Or if you haven't got any balls, you could ask a friend if you can play with it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is lovely.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
No.
So that was a joke episode that they made that was never supposed to actually be seen by anybody. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's incredibly risque for the, like, late 70s, early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's the concept behind the Lost episode and Creepypasta, and I'm thinking we should call it there. You think we're good? We got a bit of useful information in here.
It sounds pretty good.
Yep.
I like
reminds
it.
Reminds me of, yeah, reminds
it's about
me
a half an hour
of,
long.
You always run across the, what is it, you get all those lost archives of all the, what is it, the whenever they're recording cartoons and all sorts of things, and always getting the outtakes and such, and you always get the dirtiest freaking things that you've never heard your characters ever see.
I remember I years ago ran across a big thing of Thundercats.
Yes.
Mumra had the dirtiest mouth.
Show us your titties, my dear.
Yeah. I just ran across that the other day, actually, so.
Yeah. But see, that's something that actually happened. I think we should challenge the Tropecast listener, or I suppose listeners, but we should challenge the
Trope... Let's not put our hopes up here. I mean, more than one is stretching it.
Yeah, let's be realistic here. We challenge the Tropecast listener to submit their own lost episode about something that does not currently exist. And we will talk all about it on the next Tropecast in the after show notes. So, post it on the forums or hunt one of us down on Twitter, Google, Facebook, you know, those places. Tell us all about this show that we've never seen that had an episode that, you know, like the episode where Wacko and Dot make out because they're in Kentucky and it doesn't matter.
And neither of them wear pants, so it's all fine.
Yes. Tell us all about it. Until then... I am the artist formerly known as Adam Smithy.
This is Mike of OnyxPro.com.
And this is Liz of AddressesComic.com.
Don't go in my shed.
Hey, hey, hey! Don't go in my shed!
Tropecast out.